We can card daf and stuff, but mitzvah daf lamed alf. We can have a basic and tismat. We can do the gemara about hani tanti. There is no lebarai badai. But these two cases of also tazim and hakam talking where the owner is with them, that's different than hashavas aveda, which Tosa says about alfik of them being leel. Although the gemara previously had included and ein balam imoy that if the owner is not with them. So what do we have to learn now from here? We already have a source of Ein Bala Vimai. I knew that, no, that shoe is Zaken Achela. That's if he's there, but just he's too old or too sick. Now, when he Dein Yechel Azer, now, although he can't help, so then it's the same thing, no, Yechel is Kapoil, and he could hire workers. Ve'ein Malay, and I would say, no, Kamas Ramon, that's able to tell you, that's different than the owner, totally not there, always there, but just he can't do it himself. Then, which is slightly different, because he could have hired workers. Next is about the beginning of the Gemara, I would only know that if he took a security, which Tosfos Pirashi ben Makabel, I explain the Gemara later on, what's halacha when you're not supposed to do something, meaning when shleip he bezin, is it considered as done or not? Next is master the beginning of the Gemara, tributary collision the other. Torah spoke in the wording of people. So it says, you can say, wait, let's take a look. It says, if that's the case, he less lo kol hani drashas til el. But that's it. They don't have all the different drashas that we could repeat the word. And believe the Bishimin, and according to Bishimin, Mishnin, Namal el, the Gemara previously said, limisemi kroy. That, okay, it's not clear which pasuk is which. Now, Varesh Hashan, of Chesman Alf, Darsh Nami, Bishimin expounds, Asa ta Asa, Echad Maisadagim, one's Maisadagim, Echad Maisadagim, I thought we're not darshening double words. Hashem says, you can say, no, the Dafka Hach, it's specific over here, Mahani Trey Kura, but these two Pesukim, that's what I'm reading, and we say, Tibur Trey Kura, the Torah spoke in the way people speak, which is to be repetitive. Why? Because the Pesukim are evident that we're not including other things. So it says, Deimach Sarei. It's only when it's lacking. Would be like, another one says, Ashbaracha, that only when you give Mahanaka, when Hashem blessed you because of him, but if not, no, I'm not going to include when you're not blessed because of him. Now, B'reish HaShem, the Gemara later on of Tzadi Dalma Beis, the Amadi Gemara says, Im Ganav, okay, Ein Li Eila Gneva, V'Aved Min HaHayin HaAved, the Tamalim Yiganav, that's the double terminology. Parach the Gemara asks, wait a second, L'mandav, according to the one who holds that the repetition doesn't teach you anything, the Gemara says, Michael, man, what are you going to say over there? Says Bavli, says, what do you mean? But I thought we said that even that mandama does darshan. So I said, no, hasam nami, there's a proof, the geneva mashma, tafka geneva v'lay aveda. Sounds like specifically, because it says geneva, that's why I would say it's only geneva, not aveda. Even, so, like, it's like these two exceptions. That's what it's saying. That's the Kumar's question. So according to that mandama, why including aveda? Next test matta begins, Gemara Mishan Bezdin, yasnef neim. If there's a court, you stipulate in front of them. Meaning, that he should get paid whatever the job that he usually does. If there's no courts, then he doesn't have to return it. Since if you return it, it'd be only like a worker who's not working. And he doesn't want to do that. So he does his job. If it's not doing any work, then yes, Yashav has to return it for free. So tell me if you can say, wait a second. So how do you understand La'el? The Gemara previously in the Vlamed, at the end of Amin Aleph, the Nakad, the Gemara says, or if his was costed more, his work was more than that, he doesn't have to return it. So it's the Gemara says, Toma, he like a beznef, there's no court, afilimu etis nami, min aveda, even if his work is worth less than the aveda, la'yashav, we're saying over here that he doesn't have to return it. If you bifnei bezem at the front of a court, kinami e meruba, then even though it's not worth more, ilo shava laveda, it's the equivalent laveda. So, lama yasnu bezem, litin loy kol scharai. So why would they say he has to get paid his entire wages? So mikimai yervicha b'am. So what would the owner gain then? Not returning it to him or anything. The Shema says, you can say, no, the nafkmin, there would be a relevancy. Lekushra de chiyusa, either for the validity of of what he prepared his animals, he's already used to it. Or just a lot of effort for him to have to get a new one. That, yeah, even though it's not saving the guy any money, but he'd prefer to just hold on to what he has already. Over here, so you're paying at the minimum all the haskiris, at least wages, like a worker who's not working. Come on, and so do the Gemara later. Say, if I say, as a poem over there, the Tzad Gimel, Gabe Roya, by a shepherd, Shayoch, Lekadim, Beroyim, or Bemaklis, that he could fend off the animals with shepherds and sticks. Shemesach Beschar, Shemesach has to hire workers, Shemechid Beshim, unpaid custodian has to do it for free, that he's obligated. Shemesach, called the Mischar, and Hashem Yisachar goes and he pays workers for the of Nitl Mibalabais. He goes and he gets reimbursed from the owner. Mustama says Tyson, we presume Hashem Echidim Nami, unpaid custodian too. Called the Mischar, he goes and he hires workers to help him out fend off the animals. Chizim Nitl Mibalabais. He goes and he collects, gets reimbursed from the owner. Problem is, really, Perika goes to the Basra, the Gemara Baba Kamadav does come to this one base. Now we learn the Mishnah. Short of Nahar es Chamayroi, Bachamor Chavere. Let's say the river is flooding his donkey, his friend's donkey. So Nechas Shalai V'Hitla Shachaveh, if he leaves his and he saves his friends, he only gets paid for what he did. And he doesn't get reimbursed for the amount of the donkey that drowned. Why not? Why is it different than the halacha that we quoted just before that he gets reimbursed? Something that we can say is no. The Hasam Ma'iri, there is talking about Shoyoch La'atzal De'atzchak. There, the owner could have saved it, albeit with difficulty. Because if that wasn't the case, Matzi Amalei, then you're right. Then the guy who saved it could sell him Mefker Kizachina. I got it from Hefker, and actually, Kedisosma, actually, the Gemara actually says that over there. That's why it's different versus over here, where the owner could not have saved it, and the figure gets totally reimbursed. Or additionally, you could say that Kibin Shabala Chamor Sham, since the owner of the donkey is over there, so Yochalimer, so the owner could say, ah, you see, Serchapaila. Latsi, I would have hired workers to save it, and therefore, again, it's less of a claim than the case over here, and if it doesn't get reimbursed for that guy who lost his donkey. Because those guys wouldn't have lost the donkey, he could have just had workers, and that's what he's paying for. That's what they're going to say, Hoch over here, my Natalskar, why is he even getting paid? So to later on, Shemechinam, Shein Toch Lekan Mischar, that he doesn't have to hire workers for pay. Im Kidim, but if he does put up money, why does he get reimbursed from the homeowner, from the owner? I mean, in Perek HaKoinis, but the Gemara says on Daf Nun Ches and Alf in Perek HaKoinis, if someone chases away a line from someone else's property, Potter, that guy is exempt, doesn't have to reimburse. And listen, the Basra the coin is in the second version of the Empire, the Mavichari Potter, that the reason why when you chase away a line, you're exempt from the Leslie Pseida, because there's no loss to the guy who's doing that. So I'll say, Chopper, okay, then it makes sense. The Hacha is like Pseida, because here there is a loss. I've listed Kama, the Kamar, but according to the first version that says the Mavichari, that when you chase away a line, Midaitai, that he's doing it from his own. Mashman sounds like Afilah Islay Pseida, that even if there's a law, as Potter is exempt, keeping him tied to, because he did it willingly. So Akasha, so difficult. So why is this case different than Mavri Chari? When you save someone else's item. So Mavri Deris is the Mavri Chari Potter, this that when you chase away a line, you're exempt. That's specifically if you save him from the fear of the lion, Shiyava, that is afraid it's going to come, and he went quickly with shepherds and he chased it away. It's not clear that there would be damage. Because even without his saving, it could be that the lion wouldn't come. But you're right, if you save from the mouth of the lion, or that case over there that we discussed, that when the river is flooding his donkey, and he returns the lost object, the bar where the damage is clear, and this guy comes and says, then yeah, he does take his wages. And someone pays up someone's debt. Sorry that that's permitted to be done. Lemuda no, even someone who had a vow of permitting benefits. Zimur brings a perik in bein hamud and dom naflam gimel alaf, and the perik bas dikshuv his last perik dikshuv nafkav chasam alaf. Mechashuv le mabri chari. That's considered chasing away the line. I avkav the bar hazika, even though that's clear cut damage based. I'm saying there's a loss when someone has a debt. Hashem says what you can say is the hasam nami. They're also in matilim and have said no. You're not saving him from a loss. Just that the lender is collecting from him, in the house, it's not a loss. Because he actually owes it to him. And if it's considered like just chasing a line, or in another part, you could say, "Give me first time to Yerushalmi." Then the like Yerushalmi explains, "I would have appeased my lender. He would have forgiven it to me." And I feel a mashkin, even if the security collateral, I would have appeased him. He would have given me my security. And I feel a bal chayv doichik, even by a pressing creditor, Master Bisham Nisham comes out, and Vatam Nira, and the reason it would seem, Mishum Shiach Olayma, he could say, Yisim Leitzi Av Marba, Shiach Rub Avuri, I would have found many friends who would have paid up me. I know, Me'in Leitzi Natam, which is similar to those reasons that the Yishami brings. Now, the other Kari Leib Perk Cheskiz Batam, this is the Gemara calls in Babastav, and I give him an Av Ma'abrich Ari, chasing away a line, by the case of Nosin Tzrar, but not Tzrar, if a guy puts a pebble or takes away a pebble, the sachem in amaya, either that closes up the water of avik min amaya, lets the water out. Avpishib tzilim and absid, even though it's saving him from a loss, shenar shaitva where the river was flooding it. So this is hasam loy nakalash mavriach. It's not really picking the terminology of chasing away lynch gift to mischav racha. They could be exempt from paying the wages of the guy who did that job, like we're saying, because baria ziggy, you would have to pay him. Elikama, only it means over there is inzu chazaka, it's just not a taking possession. Because you're not really fixing the field of Megan Allah, but you're just protecting it. Shleitovi the day kilko that shouldn't get ruined, and that's the point of the terminology of the Mavrich of Mavrich. And so it says, when there's a gemara bein tam say, but in the bein tam also holds lechash Mavrich Ari, we don't consider something Mavrich Ari, but Mokum Shavtilim and Hefsid when you're saving someone from a loss. Shohi Maimed, because he explained, this of paying up the debts, Tavkim Zain's Ishtai, specifically regarding feeding one's wife, like the Gemara explains, because it's possible she could have produced and eaten, or get provided by a charity, or from her relatives, she didn't give it to her for free. And therefore, that's why it's considered mavrichari, because it's not a definite loss. But regarding other paying up other debts, Armin Tami says the inzim mavrichari, that's not considered just mavrichari. It's giving him full-fledged pleasure. And then it comes out, Yerushalmi Polga Gemara Shalom. So it means Yerushalmi disagrees with Baal Gemara, because Yerushalmi is saying that even the regular debt is Mavrichari. Now, the fees are based on this, MSR Gazal Beis Shei Yisrael. If a government official steals, or a prince, whatever, steals a Jewish person's house, and then a different Jew comes along and appeases him with just a little bit amount of money to get that house. If the homeowner wants to take back his house, he would have to pay money to his friend, as we said, because he owes it to him. It's not just Mavrichari. That's Rabbi Negeshon also rules. Rashi actually rules, he has to give him back his house for free, as he brings back in the Zaka and get enough in the Chesem Pes. Now, Benir would seem, Lemboy, we don't have to tell you, if he bought it with, as I said in the words, Mu'atim. If he bought it for a cheap amount of money, Shematzal Bailam and Hefsid, where he saved the owner from the loss, Shishama Bailam, that the owner would have to pay, Elefla Kanon Bishavi, even if that other Jew bought it for its value. Still, Voladum Lamer Vrichari is not considered just chasing away the line, because the Mohim Shtei can't be other if it would have stayed by the Asar, by the prince, the house might never have gotten back to him. But Philip Bishavi, and even for its value. And Vidami Lamakhtim Berdoim Bamaklis Beschar, it's similar to when that Shemer goes and hires shepherds and sticks Darminan Shanis and Schara at Kedei Demeim. He has to get paid, even up until the value of what he saved. As we said, the relevancy is Lakush the Chevasa for, like, you know, the way he trained his animals, or the Techizera, because the excessive effort of getting new ones, even though it's the same value that he has to pay out. Boidner, says also, it seems, even you know definitively, Shavila Mir recognizes that even if this other Jew had not been quick to buy it, that it would have gone back with the same amount of money to the original owners, called Shosha Yirtu, at any time that they wanted, being kind of dumb Reuben, whether he bought it for a lot of money, being kind of dumb, whether he bought it for a small amount of money, still a dumb Reuben Chari. It's not similar to the case of Reuben Chari. Because once it goes out of possession of the Jewish owner, although he comes to a non-Jew, he's taking away with him from the possession of the non-Jew. And putting back in the Jewish possession, now he takes whatever he benefited. And it's not considered a kama v'richari. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Kapel Batel, which Parashim is initially explaining more later on the Psamachas went up over there, the Maschim and Nisen. I mean, not like Rashi, to be able to from this work and do a different work, but totally like a total bottle worker.